So he was also a missionary. He demonstrated how he was going to the presence of Jesus. Much in the same way that the Lord said, God is a missionary, can understand what is in the mind of these people. So here is this guy that Lord Chaitanya, he really knew what Raghunath Das
was doing.
He was thinking about how all that
did it.
It's time for me to
do that.
And Raghunath. He's thinking, it's time for me to break these chains that are going on. To renounce all this materialistic
way.
So Lord Chaitanya instructed with the following words. He told them, be patient and return home. Don't be crazy. Exactly. Don't be afraid
of the
by and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material. You should not make yourself a shobhaka for both. Shobhaka means a devotee just by external
appearance.
For the time being, you should enjoy the material world in a befitting way. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful. But externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus Krishna will soon be very pleased and will deliver
you to Krishna.
You may see me at Jagannath Puri when I return after visiting
Vrindavan.
And by that time you can think of something different. What kind of means you will have to use at the time when you reveal by
Krishna?
If one has Krishna's mercy, nobody can check. So these were very, very relevant instructions that were given to them. He told them that externally you should appear just simply by you're enjoying the material world. And that actually everything will be revealed by Krishna. In such a way that it will be very obvious how you will be able to escape from this materialistic
world.
And the specific of the instructions he used is he told them won't become
as
a false renunciation. Prabhupada explains specifically. The word makata varagya indicating false renunciation is very important. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in commenting on this word,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented this word,
points out that monkeys make an external show of renunciation by not accepting clothing and by living naked in the
forest.
In this way, they consider themselves renunciates. But actually, they are very busy enjoying sense gratification with dozens of female
women.
Such renunciation is called Markata
Vairagya.
The renunciation of
the monk.
One cannot be really renounced until it actually becomes disgusted with material activity.
Человек не может на самом деле ответить, пока он не
Renunciation should not be public or temporary, but should exist throughout
one's
life. Temporary renunciation, a monkey renunciation, is like the renunciation one feels at a cremation room. Temporary renunciation. Can't remember the whole sentence. I'm moving it to small part. Temporary renunciation. Or monkey renunciation. Is like the renunciation one feels at a cremation room.
Временное отречение или отречение обезьяны подобно тому отречению, которое человек чувствует в крематории.
When a man takes a dead body to the crematorium,
когда человек приводит мертвое тело в крематорий,
he sometimes thinks,
иногда он думает,
this is the final end of the body.
Это конец тела.
Why am I working so hard day and night?
Зачем же мне тяжело трудиться днем и ночью?
Such sentiments naturally rise in the mind of any man who goes to the crematorium of God. However, as soon as he returns to the cremation
room,
he again engages in material activities and sense
enjoyment.
This is called
Mahatma Dharma.
So Prabhupada is specifically talking about temporary. Renunciation should not be temporary, but should exist throughout one's life.
Если вы подумаете, что отношение должно быть временным, то должно быть всю
жизнь.
Человек не может полностью отречься, пока он не почувствует отвращение от
материального.
Но там он видит, что это является камнем каких-то духовных процессов.
It describes that sometimes these false feelings of renunciation will arise in somebody's heart.
Он описывает, что иногда в сердце человека могут появиться ложные чувства
отречения.
Отречение, которое чувствует человек, который находится в
крематории.
Когда человек приходит туда, он его открывает, его
начинает. That this is the actual destination
of one. What would that be?
One becomes very
soon. When he starts
to think, what is this actual goal?
As
soon as he leaves the crematory, so this is very temporary feeling. And sometimes people actually feel very strong, have very strong feelings of renunciation. Because there is so much difficulty and pain. So much trouble. Your life becomes so problematic. One's association and material affairs become very problematic. Somebody feels, yes, I want to do this. It's too problematic. But here, Prabhupada is talking about the difference between temporary feelings. And renunciation must be sustained throughout all of
one's
life. So Lord Chaitanya was instructing Arjuna Das, don't be a Mahatavaraji. Don't simply make some external show of renunciation. Real renunciation is existence of the heart. Real renunciation is when one is attached to all worldly, detached from all worldly, not attached to all worldly. What is attached to the service of the Lord? It is attached to always remembering
the
Lord. And a devotee should be able to develop the ability to remember the Supreme Lord in any condition. When one awakens this attachment for remembering the Lord, then renunciation can actually take place. And the Lord will personally arrange everything for such a devotee, so that he may be able to give up his worldly activities. All obstacles and all impediments will actually be removed by the Lord. And that is exactly what Lord Chaitanya is telling Radha
Mathura.
He said that if one has Krishna's mercy, nobody can check
it.
And the kind of means that you will have to use to leave all of that worldly life behind will be revealed personally. In the meantime, don't become
renounced.
Don't develop this kind of mentality of
renunciation,
which is simply temporary. So actually, because Raghunath Das was instructed this way, he took these instructions of the Lord very seriously. And therefore he went back and engaged all kinds of worldly affairs that appeared in such a way to satisfy everybody. In this way, Lord Chaitanya said farewell to Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das returned home and did exactly what he was
doing.
Raghunath Das gave up all craziness and external pseudo renunciation. And he engaged in his household duties without
attachment.
And when Raghunath Das, his father and mother saw that their son was acting like a household And because of this, they slackened their
guard.
In other words, they were thinking, he's become sane again. Just see, he's normal. Working hard, making money, satisfying. He doesn't talk like a crazy man. Thinking about how he's going to run away at any moment. Actually, as described previously, it was every day Raghunath Das
tried
to run away. And
apparently,
he's got such a beautiful. He's got the opulence of Lord
Indra.
Why? This person must be crazy.
Never watch it
once.
Why is he crazy?
Materialist people, they can't do it. Even though, as we previously read, that both Govardhan and Sarangi Madhavadara, they were actually very, very dedicated to Brahminic community.
You're
always giving in charity. Still, they could not understand why Raghunath Das was
created.
And they actually described it in a Объясняли
это просто
сумасшедший.
И Лорд Чайтанья сказал, не будь как сумасшедший.
Give up your faith.
And
don't act that way. In other words, what
Lord
Chaitanya
was
saying is, don't be a fanatic. That actually everything will be arranged by the Lord.
Krishna so true.
And can't you see that if you try to go about it this way, without being sufficiently renounced in the heart, and being very, very superficial in your
hands,
then it's not a clear indication of the Lord.
So,
So. Prabhupada continues in this purport. That in order to render service to the Lord,
чтобы служить Господу,
one may accept necessary things.
Необходимо понимать, что это необходимо.
One lives in this way, he may ask you to become a Brahman.
Если кто-то живет таким образом, он на самом деле может достичь
посвящения. And Prabhupada quotes one verse with every devotion.
Другой мотивирует один простой таким образом.
The bare necessities of life must be accepted.
Необходимо понимать основные потребности жизни.
But one should not superfluously repeat his necessity. Nor should they be unnecessarily decreased. One should simply accept what is necessary to help us.
Мы должны понимать то, что необходимо для того, чтобы продвигаться
к Богу. И
еще одна
глава обучения.
Тот, кто принимает все для служения Господу. Это называется Бхакти Вайрагья или правильное обучение.
Then Prabhupada goes on to say that the word Bhakti Vairagya is used by Lord
Chaitanya
to indicate so-called Vaishnavas
who dress themselves in
loincloths, trying to imitate
Sri Rupa.
Such people carry a bead bag and chant.
Такие люди, они носят свои мешочки, и повторяют
что-то.
Но
в сердце
они думают только о женщинах и
детях.
Эти Маркаты Вараги, тайне от других они общаются с женщинами, но внешне они кажутся
отличными.
Господь Читание очень плохо относится к таким людям, которые подражают вообще.
Post, you don't know where to post.
No.
What did you say? You thought that was?
This was the early meeting of Lord Chaitanya. And later in the Antra Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there is a description of how Raghunath Das once again returned to associate with the Lord. It's a long chapter, so maybe I'll simply summarize what has happened is that Raghunath Das said that you see the message that Lord Chaitanya was returning to Mathura. And therefore he was thinking that he would go and see the Lord. So at that particular time there was a Mohammedan official collecting taxes. But what happened is that Raghunath Das's uncle, Piranya, he had made an arrangement with the government that he would collect taxes. And this Mohammedan official, he lost his job. But he found out that Piranya was cheating the government. And he, therefore, he went to arrest Piranya
Madhumadara.
But Piranya Madhumadara was not there. And the only person who was there was Raghunath Das. So he decided that he would arrest
Piranya.
So he brought Raghunath Das to jail. And Raghunath Das was remained in prison. And he was trying to think of how he could get out. So he began preaching to this Mohammedan Chaudhary or official who was standing outside the prison gate. And he appealed to his sentiment by speaking about his family and how they were related. And he said that I'm just like your son. How can you keep your son in the
other?
So Raghunath Das spoke in such a convincing way that tears began falling from his eyes and flowing into his ears.
So
and he was so much influenced by the speaking that he said, okay, I'll let
you.
But when he let him out, he said, actually, I feel that your uncle Piranya, he should give me some portion of the money that he fixed. So he took him to meet with Piranya.
He worked
everything out appropriately.
And
then he was very satisfied. But Raghunath Das was once again taken back. So he wasn't able to get away again. So he continued for another year. And working and satisfying everybody. Performing all of his duties in the household. And continuing with his employment. Satisfying all the family
members externally.
But one day he decided that he would try to go see
Bhagavad-Gita.
So he was able to get away to go see Bhagavad-Gita. And he was thinking that actually if Nityananda would somehow bestow upon him the benediction to get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, then certainly he would be
И он думает, что если Господь Сенарий даст нам благословение, что кто обрел небольшое предупреждение, то тогда он будет добился успеха.
So he went and he saw
Bhagavad Chidananda
from a distant place.
He went to
Bhagavad
Chidananda.
But he didn't approach him. But all the associates of Bhagavad Chidananda, they immediately recognized
Raghunatha.
And they said, look, there's
Raghunatha,
so I'll give obeisances to you.
И они сказали, вот смотри, там деликатный Раганатас поклонники два года.
So
Bhagavad Chidananda
immediately invited Raghunatas to come to.
Я хочу нам немедленно подозвал свою Раганатас Дасу.
He placed his own feet upon his head.
Поставил руки на голову.
So Raghunath, then Bhagavad Chidananda told Raghunath Das to immediately prepare a feast for everyone. And Raghunath Das really took this as a very great opportunity to serve Bhagavad
Chidananda.
Because he was thinking that if I can satisfy Bhagavad
Chidananda,
then certainly he will be able to bless me so I'll have shelter.
So
he arranged a very, very, very large festival.
It's called
a chip rice festival.
И он устроил праздник, он тут говорит. Я что так
переводил. Anyway, it was a big festival. And there was a lot of prasada baked.
И там было очень много прасада приготовлено.
To satisfy Lord Nityananda and all his associates.
Чтобы удовлетворить Лорда Нитьянанду и всех его.
Raghunath Das personally went out and purchased all the ingredients. He was very happy to use all the money in this way. And it was such a wonderful festival. Everybody was relishing so much the
prasada.
That Lord Chaitanya, he personally came. And although nobody could see that Lord Chaitanya was there. But he came by the meditation of Lord Nityananda. And everyone saw that Lord Nityananda, he was placing food in somebody's mouth. But there was nobody there. But it was Lord Chaitanya had come. And he was accepting the prasada,
rising
the hand. It was a very wonderful festival.
It was a very
wonderful festival.
Lord Nityananda
was very, very pleased
with Raghunath Das for
arranging this whole festival.
So
after this festival, Raghunath Das disclosed his mind. And he said, I've come to you because I'm appealing to you. I want to appeal to you, please, somehow.
Raghunath Das сказал, я пришел к тебе, чтобы попросить тебя в одной вещи.
Can you possibly arrange for me to get to the shelter
of the Lord's feet.
I know because if you can arrange
it.
And he's describing right here.
He
said that I'm the lowest of men.
He said, я самый низший из людей.
The most sinful fallen.
Самый греховный, падший из
Never. Nevertheless, I desire to obtain the shelter of Sri
Chaitanya.
I'm like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. I've tried many times, but I've never been successful. Every time I try to get away from my home relationships, my father and mother always come back and tie me up.
Каждый раз, когда я пытаюсь избавиться от семейных взаимоотношений, мой отец и мать меня возвращают в связь.
No one can attain the shelf of Bodhicitta without your mercy. If you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter with this.
По твоей милости даже низших людей сможет обрести удержание в нем.
Although I'm unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea. I'm nevertheless requesting
you.
Please be especially merciful to me.
Пожалуйста, проявите мне свое суверенное.
And grant me the shelter of the lotus feet of
Bodhicitta.
Please place your lotus feet in my head. And give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Bodhicitta without difficulty.
Благослови меня, так чтобы я смог без трудностей обрести поддержание Христом
Господь. So, after Raghunathas appealed to
Bodhicitta in this way,
Bodhicitta smiled and he told all of the
Bodhicitta. He
said, Raghunathas is banned with material happiness and like down into the kingdom of heaven. Because of the mercy that Lord Chaitanya has bestowed upon
Raghunathas.
Although he is situated in material happiness, he doesn't like it at all.
Хотя у него есть это материальное счастье, он ему это совсем не.
Therefore, every one of you, please be merciful to Raghunathas.
Поэтому все, пожалуйста, будьте милостивы к Раганатхасу.
Give him the benediction that very soon he will obtain the shelter.
Дайте ему такое благословение, чтобы очень скоро достиг удержания Бодхичитта.
Then he says that anyone who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Bodhicitta.
Дальше он объясняет, что каждый, кто испытывает, получает какую-то частицу Господа Бодхичитта.
He does not value the standard. He does not even value the standard of happiness available to Dhamma-loka. Then Bodhicitta called Raghunathas. He said, my dear
Raghunathas,
because you have arranged this feast on the bank of the Ganges, Bodhicitta came here just to show you his mercy. By his thoughtless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then after seeing the dancing with the devotees, he took his meal. Lord Chaitanya came here personally to deliver
you.
Rest assured, all the impediments meant to be upon him are now
gone. Которые держали себя в качении всеми ощущениями.
Lord Chaitanya will accept you and will place you under the charge of the secretaries for the Dhamma.
Господь Chaitanya примет тебя и поместит тебя в покровительство своего секретаря своего Дхамма.
That you'll therefore become the most confidential internal servant of the devotee shall.
Так ты станешь его самым близким слугой.
So, Raghunathas felt very ashamed.
И Раганатдас был уже уверен, что все.
When he was at home, actually, Raghunathas, he continued again.
And
all of his worldly activities. Just see how many times. In other words, he was so determined, he had so much faith in the Lord. That he would go back and externally indulge in all of these activities. Although he had no attraction whatsoever. Because he had firm faith. That the Lord would actually arrange
everything.
So of course, one may say if he had such firm faith in the Lord, why was he always trying to do the way? But he was always simply going to simply to escape the association of the blessing.
На самом деле он все пытался убежать от того, чтобы обрести общение с Вайшнавами и
благословением.
Он знал, что если он получит благословение
So he used to sleep out in the what is called the Durga Mandapa. It is the place where it's the courtyard where Durga is. It's not that he was worshiping Durga. But it seems that maybe somebody in his family must be So he would sleep out in that place in the courtyard. And the guards would all be there. But one night, his family priest, the other man of the charge, actually, he was the first spiritual master of heaven. But he was just the family priest. He had come to Raghunath Das to appeal
for him.
He wanted the assistance of Raghunath Das to preach to some of the pujaris in the temple. Because they wanted to give up their duties. The Yadananda Acharya wanted to remain to continue with their duties as
pujaris.
So Yadananda Acharya had actually made all the arrangements for Raghunath Das to leave the conference. It was in the middle of the night. And he bypassed all the guards. Because he was walking with the other hand of the charter. So after he got past all the guards, he began speaking to the other hand of the charter. And he said, I will certainly fulfill your request. Then he took the opportunity. He said, this is it. Krishna's arranged it. All I did was follow the direction of the other one, which I he's following me. Krishna's traveling away. And then he just left. And always looked back behind to see if anyone was following. Actually, this was just around the same time that Shivananda Sena and all the devotees, they were all preparing to go to Jagannath Puri. Because they go every year to see Lord Chaitanya. So he knew that he should not go with them. Because if he went with them to Puri, then he would immediately
become.
Because it's known by everybody in Chandipur that these devotees every year they go to Puri. So immediately he didn't go, he immediately went in a different direction, he entered towards the south. And went simply from village to village. Because he didn't want to go by the main road. And sure enough, at the following day, when Raghunath Das's parents went So they immediately arranged, they sent out 10 guards and to go out to find the obviously the first place they went to was they went to join Shivananda Sena. They went to Shivananda Sena's
party.
So when they got there, they said they were looking for the son of Govardhana.
Они сказали, что мы подыщем этого
сына.
И мы должны были нашу дату, мы туда не пришли.
So then they went back and reported.
And
he
was
that he walked for 12 consecutive days. And only 3 of those days he was able to take a little
milk from
the
tree on the way.
And finally he arrived at
7 o'clock.
So I summarize a few of these. Bring us up to the point where what more Raghunath Das finally comes to do
with.
So finally when he arrived in Puri, he met Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting with his companions.
And he stayed in a
different place. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard these words, he immediately welcomed
Raghunatha.
Lord stood up and raised
him
on his cup. He offered his prayer to the lotus feet of all the devotees. Lord Chaitanya bestowed upon him, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him also. Lord Chaitanya said that the mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of
materialistic life.
So, of course, this is the final point when Raghunath Das had finally attained the shelter of
Chaitanya.
There are many other descriptions of Raghunath Das's qualities. The types of renunciation that he performed. After taking shelter of the Lord. And as we described in the beginning, that how Raghunath Das was the ideal example. And how he had given the whole remainder of his life exemplifying the perfect standard
of renunciation.
In other words, we explained previously in Lord Chaitanya's instructions that one should not renounce temporarily.
A
real renunciation means renunciation that can be sustained throughout all of one's life. And not temporary. So Raghunath Das, when he finally attained it, the lotus feet of the Lord, in his heart he had become so renounced. He had become so purified. So completely renounced that he was able to lead such an austere life. And describing how he would eat so little. And he would be always absorbed in the service of the Lord in the way he would describe
living.
Therefore, his position of renunciation. He really renounced. Not just temporarily. And these later descriptions of this particular chapter give the evidence of the best type of
renunciation.
Not only was the evidence given, but was also very described very in great detail. How pleased Lord Chaitanya was with the renunciation. Radha Das would always increase his
renunciation.
He never became stagnant. He would always increase it. First he started by simply begging the diseases of RV. He said to Radha Das, why is it that you're not sharing? Why is it that you're not sharing this? So he also wanted to partake in the same feeling. And then Lord Chaitanya heard of his renunciation. He became very pleased. He also came to that same place. And he also went to grab the rejected rice that Radha Das was eating, saying, such an opulent feast you're eating and it hasn't been right.
И он который протянул руку,
He said, Raghunath Das's parents, they had found out finally that Raghunath Das was here in
Jagannath Puri.
They gave up. They surrendered. They knew that this is not possible. It's finished. He's not coming back. Been there for too long. So they had made some inquiries from somebody who was there. Have you heard of a? They made some inquiries from Shivananda Sena. They asked Shivananda Sena, when you were there visiting Lord Chaitanya, did you happen to see So they had sent some Brahmins, and they sent some messages to bring a large quantity of money, because they were afraid that Raghunath Das, you know, he was going to be living so renowned that he wouldn't have anything to take care of himself. So they wanted to go immediately. But Shivananda Sena said, no, if you go now, you'll never be able to find it. Why don't you wait until we go next year? You can come with us and we'll take you to see right
now.
So they all waited and they went the following year. And they brought this large quantity of money. Raghunath Das, of course, refused to accept it.
There's no reason that we need to.
But then he thought, maybe I can use it to serve the Lord. So he arranged a certain portion of the money to be used every day. To purchase a quantity of foodstuffs so that Lord Chaitanya could eat his lunch. So every day the Lord would go and he would have his meal. And it was because of Raghunathas and his
ancient.
And he did this for almost 2 years.
And
then one day Raghunathas
said,
I'm so selfish. I'm actually making the Lord come and accept food stuff, which has been arranged by the material. You see, these people are very materialistic, and their materialistic consciousness is actually
infecting
the
food.
Because all this food is purchased by the
materialistic.
And he stopped inviting the world.
He
stopped making money.
And
the Lord, he was trying to understand, why is it that I'm not being invited to lunch? And he inquired, Srila Damodara Goswami told him.
So
I can just imagine why Raghunathas would stop. He felt that he was being very selfish, forcing him to come to eat this food. Out of your kindness, you've been coming and accepting this meal every day for almost 2 years. Simply because you did not want to disturb him. But he thought that actually it was very selfish on his part. He stopped making this
arrangement.
And Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this, he could understand that Raghunathas had really imbibed the spirit of renunciation. He captured himself from all kinds of worldly
connections.
Lord Chaitanya actually had given Raghunathas two gifts actually. He gave him a stone that was from Govardhan's
gift.
Govardhan's healer that the Lord had kept in his possession for several years. And the Lord, sometimes he could be seen in Govardhan Shila. And tears would be flowing through his eyes, flowing over his washing in
Govardhan Shila.
And this same Shila actually gets given
to Raghunathas.
So he was very pleased with Raghunathas. In all respects. And therefore it's described that Raghunathas Goswami became a very, very confidential
associate.
And he was with the Lord much of his later pastimes. And because of his constant presence with the Lord at that time, that is where he observed these pastimes of the Lord and memorized
them.
Everything was simply all in his memory. And then he took everything from memory and made very, very elaborate.
This
was these elaborate notes that were given to which is used to compile
the
So, in the disappearance day of both, Raghunathas
Итак, сегодня отдельно входа и прогнозы это же самое Кришна Дас
Кавираджа. Requested to compile Lord Chaitanya's
Prasanna.
He was in his late 90s when all these, many of the devotees of Vrindavan had requested
him.
One devotee, his name was Haridas Pandu, who was very, very fond of hearing, always hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And many of these pastimes at that time had been already compiled by Śrīla Vrindāvana Dāsa Thakura, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, who later became called the Chaitanya Mahāprabhu.
То есть многие люди уже Шриндамара Сатур написал по Чайтанья Мандале, который посвятил по Богу Шриндамара.
And all of the devotees in Vrindavan were sick and relish hearing this pastime of Господа
Чайтанья. И все преданные Вриндавана создали описание Сатур Господа Чайтанья.
But many of Lord Chaitanya's later pastimes had not been written about in great detail by Vrindavana.
Но Вриндавана Сатур не так подробно описал.
Because the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they're so voluminous that every second is a
pastime.
Practically every moment can be recorded, it can be expanded upon in the pastime.
Каждую секунду можно записать и описать каждую другую Господа.
So Śrīla Vrindāvana Dāsa Thakura had taken much of the Lord's pastimes in an earlier pastime
to be Chaitanya Mangala.
But the devotees became very anxious of hearing some of the more details of the Lord's later pastimes. And specifically there was this one devotee, Haridas Pandit, who is a disciple of Ananta
Acharya,
who began discussing amongst many of the other devotees in Vrindavan
at the time
how wonderful would we be here a lot of these other later
pastimes.
Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had access to many of these pastimes. The devotees were all appealing to him to please
write about it.
From the notes of Śrīla Vrindāvana Dāsa
Thakura,
what he had heard from Radhanatha
Goswami,
as well as from the diary of Araripūtta, who was a physician. But is it appropriate for all Vaishnava Acharyas that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami did not give himself to be very qualified?
Ну, естественно, как все Vaishnava Acharyas, Nāsa Rāsāni чувствовал себя достойно.
He said, only I know that at this advanced age of my life it will not be possible.
И он узнал, что он сказал, что вот я уже достиг такого возраста, и
compile such details. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas themselves, and without the direct permission of the Lord, and therefore all the devotees actually they bestowed upon him their blessings to please write.
Поэтому все преданные благословили его на написание этих книг.
And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami went to the deity of Madana Mohan.
Тогда Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami отправился к божеству Мадана Мохан.
And he wanted to beg to this deity the blessing, the benediction, the permission for writing this great work.
Хотел попросить этого божества благословения и разрешения на то, чтобы
So first within his mind he prayed to Śrīla
Vrindāvana Dāsa
Thakura that he would please bestow upon him the blessing to compile this
book.
And then he went before the deity of Madana Mohan and prayed, please benefit him so that he could write. And right at that moment when he was offering his prayer, the garland came up, fell from the deity.
And
the Pujari went and simply put the garland.
Pujari also went to Gilnada.
And had followed the deity and placed it over the hand of
Krishna Gavaraja.
And in this way, Krishna Gavaraja Goswami had felt that was convinced that the Lord had met his mission to completely give his compilation.
And
at a very advanced age, he began writing,
as he said, in the late
90s. In fact, at one point in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes, he says, I have now become too old and disturbed in invalidity. While writing, my hands are trembling. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see Bhakti properly. Still, I am writing. And this is a great moment. He's writing this way. In many places, there are a lot of parts of Antimila. Krishna Das Kaviraj, Goswami is expressing this, that I cannot understand how this is happening. And he was even fearing that it's possible that I may not even complete this work.
And it's a great wonder that these past times
can be known. And are manifesting themselves in
different ways.
So we know that Krishna Das Kaviraja was not able to do this work.
And therefore
we also have given us many of the detailed descriptions of what Chaitanya
is doing.
So, certainly to hear about the activities of such great Vaishnavas giants, becomes a source of inspiration for all devotees. To hear their devotion and their renunciation. And their complete dedication and faith in serving the Lord. So on such days as the disappearance days of such Vaishnava Charyas, we continuously hear and chant as they learn. And pray to their Lord's feet that we may also become engaged fully in devotional service. Following their wisdom. Because he had formerly accepted the United States
Почему есть истинное освящение происходит в сердце, и Господь Чайдан стал немножко спасать на то, чтобы не было причем как обезьяна, Господь в то же время дал нам направление в мире, в мире, в мире, в мире, в мире, в Потому что в тот момент Рамадаса формально принял обещанное Божие. Часто ведической культуры нет вообще отреченного в этой жизни. На самом деле, в соответствии с физической культурой, я бы сказал, принять отреченное.
So Lord Caitanya instructed him not to do it prematurely.
He was supposed to say, why do you want to go to Krishna Rama?
And which Rama does follow those instructions?
He did not have to do those instructions.
But then, when he finally gave up
possible life,
and formally accepted the Vinyasa
Sangha's life,
then it was his duty to be exemplary to the Vinyasa
Sangha's life.
The point is that, a devotee always tries to give up on the pure necessities
of life.
For one who is in household life, he can also be renounced. By using everything for the service of the Lord. But still, one must give up household life at some point in life. And prepare himself to go back home back to God. But at this point in life, one gives up all.
By not associating
with it at all. So that one can devote himself more fully.
To do and
exclusively to the service of the Lord. Which was demonstrated
by that.
So therefore, his renunciation was unjust. Therefore, his duty was to live in this way. According to the standards of sannyasa.
This is a
definition. To teach by this example. Of course, there are many provisions that are given. Provisions. There are many arrangements that are made, authorized arrangements that are made. According to the example of the great fight in the Vajrayana. That for preaching, that a sannyasi, he may engage in certain types of activities. Previously, sannyasi was not supposed to travel in any kind of conveyance. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta established the principle that for preaching is strictly one
conducive.
Or for instance, a sannyasi is not supposed to fly over the ocean. But for preaching, she's a problem. Went across the ocean to America.
Or a sannyasi
is actually not supposed to wear a stone glove. But for preaching, then certainly a sannyasi can do this thing. So, in many ways, you see that for establishing Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement throughout the world.
The
adjustments have been made according to time, place, and circumstance. For instance, although a sannyasi should not wear opulent clothes, certainly we can imagine what would happen. If the sannyasi who tried to preach and influence others, if he was simply wearing some short Babaji gloves and dressing like Babaji, as they were traveling around the world preaching. So, for preaching, obviously, the sannyasi, he wears respectable clothing.
Is that over the sannyasi, right?
And for preaching, a sannyasi can also travel because that the real renunciation is the Torah Nishta,
Так было сказано,
что
если ты правильно фиксируешь
сердце Specifically,
at the time when Raghunatha Goswami was
manifesting
his testimony.
And the place and the circumstance. His preaching was his example.
Your purpose is to tell us what's going to be our opinion.
And therefore,
Lord Chaitanya instructed him. He gave the Purpose. Your first sentence is to tell us what's
Of course, this is something that is very difficult sometimes for the guru to understand himself. Sometimes people try to renounce more than what they're capable of renouncing by imitation, by imitating others.
So
it's described as such imitation leads to falling.
No, this is the current paradigm of the Buddha.
The Prabhupada even gave the example of reference to Raghunatha.
So that is the meaning of
the Buddha. He said that by saying that there is a difference between imitating and following the Buddha.
So the difference in this paradigm is clearly
If one tries to imitate the behavior of
Raghunatha,
by eating the amount of food that he ate, and by being engaged in devotional service 22.5 hours a day, without being on that level of realization, then he will immediately fall down. Of course, if one is overwhelmed by material desires, and he continues to meditate upon such material desires, this isn't one obvious indication that he has not achieved the level of realization required for renunciation. And of course, there are certain levels of renunciation. And I'm speaking about imitation of the great renunciation, the level of renunciation that's
Raghunatha.
So Prabhupada speaks about that instead of imitating one follows in the footsteps. In other words, he adopts the level of renunciation, which can be sustainable. And he continues along that platform, always trying to gradually decrease And in this way, he's following the footsteps of
Raghunatha.
That's exactly what Raghunatha
Goswami
did. He renounced. He kept on
refusing
his renunciation. Whereas if one tries to jump to a level of renunciation, without the sufficient realization, and instead he simply looks back and thinks about all the things he could be enjoying,
вместо перерыва вы просто оглядываете и видите священное
наслаждение.
И просто думаете о чувственном наслаждении. То мы можем понять, что его освящение было
чувственным.
Конечно, ожидается какой-то определенный уровень освящения.
Trying to be
engaged
in
emotional
service. One has to give up intoxication,
reading,
gambling,
and
the sex. We're not speaking about this type of artificial
enunciation.
This is not artificial enunciation. This is human life. If anyone wants to be considered human being, he must at least come to this level of renunciation. We're not talking about this as artificial
renunciation.
We're talking about the increase of austerity. The level of decreasing sleep and decreasing one's Then we can understand that he is not actually taking shelter of the process of emotion. Because if one generally takes shelter of the process of emotion,
he
should at least be able to maintain existence. And then gradually he may increase.
The
point is that Raghunath Das is using the wealth of materialistic people. And he felt that he was attacking So I don't quite understand the circumstance in relationship
to the question.
There are three questions.
Okay.
I'll call on you. What do you mean with
the
He was simply being very expressive. That, in other words, Raghunath Das was completely satisfied.
The disciples
say every morning, I want to see to our full satisfaction.
So
we
honor
the Shabbat in that way, to our full satisfaction.
So Raghunatha
Swami, who honors the Shabbat, is full satisfaction. For him, it was like a feast. Because he was fully satisfied by
using
this food.
So, okay. Yeah. I heard that in some American countries, you know, what is the reason of this economic development or society problem? Or do they understand what they study?
Because in most universities, they're reading the Bhagavad Gita by some often an issue with
I don't know how.
But the question is why they're studying it?
No, so it's from Pashmonia to it.
Well, I personally can't answer this question. I haven't been exposed to it. But it's because he invited the devotees to come. He gave a week long lecture on a daily basis to do the summary of the Bhagavad Gita at the end of the course. So although they were studying it in class as a literary class, so to speak, then the devotees, they were coming and they were giving it to
Satsang
and they did it every single day. But why the students were taking the course wasn't for the purpose of obtaining
knowledge,
but they were getting exposed. So I can't say what the motivation is for a person to take the course and study it.
So you know, I think that you do the teacher,
which is, I believe, is what the question is you're asking.
You know, what am I asking?
Probably to get their free credit. Credit is something you get when you complete a course and go to the
institute.
Thank you.
Желательно выйти от объединительного ощущения, но не практически постоянно действует.
One
must definitely be frustrated with your life. Yeah, you
know, this is the as
you just read the
feed. So, someone may say, well, maybe I'm not frustrated enough.
And that's why I can't
hear you now. Maybe I should just go
out,
try and develop intense gratification when the board comes sufficiently frustrated.
You might try to do it for that, and it's just frustrated.
So we read about that 2 nights ago. Where the example was given that an intelligent person learns by hearing. A less intelligent person, he learns by hearing, and he has to see it. That is punished first. That see it is punished first. And somebody who is even less intelligent, he has to learn by first hearing, but he can't learn by hearing. So he has to be punished. And he still doesn't learn. And he goes out to the same thing again. So there were these 3 different levels of persons that were discussed in this very beginning part of the purport of the
Buddhism.
An intelligent person should hear that materialistic life is the cause of suffering. And he can read the different examples that are given in the scriptures. And he can hear the description of the hell's
planet,
which the reactions one has to get for all kinds of sinful activities. If he's intelligent, he can take it by that level. He can be renounced by hearing. And therefore such a person doesn't have to be punished. Just like the thief, which is the example of abuse. An intelligent person hears that stealing is bad, and if he steals, he'll be punished. So
this
is a thief. Somebody who lets us tell
them,
he heals. Then he gets punished. Somebody who's left, and then he stops. And the less intelligent person who steals, he gets punished. And then after the punishment is over, he goes out and steals again. So, the thought that this person has to become renounced by repeated punishment. Although one we should be frustrated with material life, it's not
that this is
our first time around. Therefore, if one hears, one
can
give it up. Mm-hmm.